Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 202. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your host, Sean and Todd, and we are middle aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Not a whole lot.
Why am I doing this?
I don't know.
What's up?
Todd is here, but he's not here.
He's what? Todd, are you out there?
I am here. I am out there, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, boy.
You confused me because I looked at the notes over here and it says episode 202 on the top, but then in the words it says 201.
201. Yeah.
Oh, I corrected that.
Yeah, I was like, what? What are we doing?
What's funny is I corrected it online, but I forgot to send it to you.
He's trying to trip us up.
Never fear. Never fear. Sean is here. Hi,
actually. Oh, boy.
Normally, I'm totally screwed up, but.
No, I'm doing all right.
Good.
Not feeling great. Not feeling great, but.
Yeah, we told you to stay away, right?
Yeah. No, I thought, man, I better not, just in case. So I wasn't feeling good this afternoon. So not feeling a little bit better than I did this earlier today, but still not up to par, but good enough to record.
Well, good. Well, we're glad you're hanging with us. I mean, that's awesome. You're truly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try not to miss it.
We'll get this done one way or another, right?
All right.
Come hell or high water.
We are professional.
Are you sure?
How's your week going?
I'm good.
Mine's going, I don't know, sort of normalish, I guess.
Ish.
Cold. Really, really cold.
It got cold again.
Good night. Yeah. I haven't been warm yet all week. I haven't. Terrible. Terrible.
Finally broke down and wore my bibs the other day at work.
I thought you were gonna say your thermal underwear.
No, oh, I've been wearing that. Yeah,
I bet.
Super cold.
I have a PT I work with, and he wore Trey. You know Trey. So mm-hmm. He's not just a PT, but he's also a singer in a band, right? But he said, "I got my thermals on," and he goes, "I'm actually getting kind of hot." I was like, "I bet you are." I couldn't do that. Not inside anyway.
Mm-hmm. Then we got a shot of snow today.
Oh, we did.
Up north, it was quite a bit.
Like the roads were right underneath the overpasses were slick when I was driving home. So I'd be like driving on like, ooh, I'm sliding. Okay, nope, there's grip.
Yeah. It got better the further south I came, but it started snowing up there and I was like, oh, that looks pretty. Oh, it's not gonna last very long. And then it snowed again just for like rush hour and I was like, crap, the roads suck. And then there was drifting but by the time I got down here it was not too bad, but
yeah, it's a little slick.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a just north of Westfield on 31. Finally got caught up there and saw a bunch of blinky twinkly lights out in the distance and got up there. And,
drones?
No, it was a kidding. Car on its side.
Oh, no.
Into a fence of like a junkyard type of establishment.
Nice.
Slid off the road. He found out it was slick. You're always doing good until you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you're upside down or on your side.
Yeah, there had been, I think there's like two or three fire trucks and probably six or seven various law enforcement, sheriff and state troopers and local town police. And they're all over the place.
I still go every morning, and I guess I go morning and evening by the gates of hell there in Danville, the garbage. I don't know what to call it, garbage, scour. It's just the pits. And that big flame that's constant. They say it smells stronger there, but I have no idea. But you can sometimes feel the heat. Mm-hmm. Like you can feel it through the car. Or if you put the window down, you're like, man, that thing, it gives off a lot of heat. Mm-hmm. But it feels like I'm just driving by hell every day, But correction, I'm going to. No, I'm not going to hell.
Well, if you're driving in hell, just keep going.
Exactly. Yeah. The devil may not, before the devil knows your name, right? No, I was trying to make a work joke, but that's like, oh, don't. Just kidding. But not really.
Little bit.
Maybe a little bit. It's
A
funny either way.
little smidge of truth. Oh, well, I'm glad to be a part of this still. Like I said, I'm not feeling great, but I'm not feeling as bad. So I'm drinking my Dr. Pepper and cream soda.
Ooh.
How about that?
Treat yourself,
Well,
right?
yeah.
If you feel like you look, then you probably feel horrible.
Yeah.
Are you looking at it? I can't see it right now. I think
These are jokes, folks.
I see nose hairs. That's all I see.
Hey, can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
Yeah, okay, I thought so.
You're
That's
right
why
there.
I've been trying
There
to.
you are.
I have a camera somewhere.
My hair, I need a
Oh,
haircut.
yeah. Ran into a bridge embankment.
Oh, well, it is recording night, so that's always a good thing.
It is.
I'm just tired of the snow. I'm tired of the cold. It's going to warm up at least in the next few days. It's supposed to be in the 40s next week.
Oh man, that really is a heat wave, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do
Compared
with myself.
to wear
Going
shorts and yeah.
streaking.
Bikini season already.
Going streaking. You can go streaking.
Glad the creepies are joining us. Hoping they are staying warm because I heard New Orleans. Well, I actually heard the whole state of Louisiana got snow in New
And
Orleans, like
Florida,
10 inches.
Alabama. Yeah.
10 inches in New Orleans,
That is
and snowed
crazy.
there in like 100 years or something. That's what I heard.
We
Yeah.
had to send snowplows down. Indiana sent some down to New Orleans. New Orleans.
Yeah, I know. I
Insane.
believe I heard in Florida the last time they had recordable snow was 1895.
Isn't that wild?
1895. Good grief.
There were some great videos too of people like,
Awful.
yeah, they say it's going to snow in an hour. I don't believe it. And then they're like, here's an hour. And they're like,
What is it?
oh, wow, it actually dusted. And they're like, but there's not going to be any more. And then they're like, well, they say there's going to be 1 to 2 inches. Give it some time. There's 1 to 2 inches. It was funny. This one guy goes, okay, now I'm just going to be a total hillbilly and go play in the snow.
That's hilarious. Yeah, 10 inches in New Orleans. I can't. That's telling you something's going on. The weather is acting too weird right now.
The joke, some one guy said, this is not to be, this is super fun. This is funny political, but he goes, oh my gosh, Trump's only been in office for a couple of days and he's already fixed global warming. I was like, I don't care which side you're on. It's pretty
Yeah.
funny.
That's hilarious. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, where's the global warming at?
Yeah.
We got some crazy weather, that's for sure. We have been having some.
Yeah,
It continues, right?
been a little goofy here, probably past 10 years or so.
Yeah. I don't know. Who
You're lucky
knows? But
enough
I know
not
one
to
thing.
do that.
I know one thing. It's time for our first sponsorship.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil, it nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all cultured creatured beard balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. How about that?
I like it.
Love it.
Do you? Do you love it?
Yeah.
I know you do. It's your favorite, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Puts lotion on its skin.
Why, we got you entered into a beard contest.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Yeah, how about that?
Pretty hilarious. That's a real thing, too.
7th annual, too. So I've been doing it for 7 years.
Heck yeah. I might win this thing.
Yeah. What do you win? Prestige. That's what you win.
I don't know. I don't know what you win. I don't know what the...
Probably some beard balm.
Culture Creature Beard Balm.
Right.
Yeah, so Nate, you're in a beard contest and didn't even know it. So
had no clue.
There's one guy, his beard, I'm not kidding you, it must be 4 feet long.
Oh, yes.
So I can't contend with that.
He might win.
Well, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean, you know, just because it's long doesn't mean that's what they're looking for. You know what the...
Who knows what they're looking for?
I mean, there's beards of all kinds. Yeah, there's the ones where it's got the two, you know, and then there's one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's shorter, fuller, skinnier. Yeah, I don't know. Tim Mullins is in it, and Brett.
Brett was it? Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can
enjoy the two. I recognize.
You can trim yours up into like the chin strap.
The chin strap.
Real thin chin strap.
Oh man.
Then you gotta compete against Nate. Good luck.
Yeah. No thanks. Well, thank you, Culture Creature Beard Balm, for your sponsorship. Appreciate it. And guess what time it is, guys? Guess what time it is?
Lasagna time.
What?
Ooh, that sounds good.
He's Garfield.
It's Todd's dad joke of the show, man.
Yay! Oh.
Man, I thought it was lasagna.
Lasagna? No. I had lasagna last night, 2 nights ago. Had chicken enchiladas tonight. Ooh.
That sounds good.
That was good. That was good. That was good. Yeah. Hey, back to the dad joke.
Hit me.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Why don't you ever want to iron a four-leaf clover?
Cut your luck. No.
No clue.
I'm not sure.
Because you never want to press your luck.
See, I was getting there.
Okay,
you're getting there, Sean. I thought you were going to come up with it.
Couldn't make it over that hilltop.
Yeah, my brain wasn't and going that up. Direction.
Never want to press your luck. So there you go. That's Todd's dad joke of the show. And as always, you're welcome.
And that was remote. And that's pretty good for remote.
It is remote. It is.
I've been listening to dark dad jokes. None of those are making it on the show.
Where have you been? Here? YouTube or what's that on?
Yeah, on like Facebook Reels or something like that.
Oh.
They're funny. They're bad.
They're bad. Well, all of your jokes. Remember we said we can't ever tell jokes because they're always like, man.
Yeah,
they're so good, they're bad. So bad, they're good.
I still laugh at the cinder block.
The creepies just laugh together.
That's as far as we're going to go with that one.
I could be in the worst mood.
And that makes you laugh, right?
That makes me laugh. I will cinder block. Hey, Sean.
Yes?
You still there?
I am here. I have not fallen asleep yet.
Okay. How about the first announcements?
I got them. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the fun, the creepy. But the most important thing we do is come here to continue to build the mental health community and awareness. So we want you to get help out there. You can call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Well done. Well said.
You like that? Concise, direct, truthful.
Absolutely. We want our creepies to be healthy. If they need to get counseling and or medication or, they got to do what they got to do to be healthy, and that's what we
You
want
said
to
counseling.
promote.
You said counseling. I thought you said Godsling. I swear. I was like,
Counseling.
you did, and it quite clearly, but I heard Godsling. I don't know why.
Godsling?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Are your headphones working?
I don't think my brain is working half the time.
Oh.
Yeah. If you need it, you need it, right?
That is correct.
That is true. That is true. Let's see here. No special announcements again. I'm kind of getting sad about that. But we'll have one. We'll have one coming up.
Working on
Give
it.
us some time. It's only January, right?
Oh, plenty of time. Yeah, we're not even through the first month of the year. So, with that said, Sean,
Yes.
what are we talking about?
This is your pick, Todd. So of course you couldn't miss it, right? It is
Right.
Eastern State Penitentiary, and please check out our show notes we use for this topic.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Eastern State Penitentiary. Creepy place.
Yep. I know we've mentioned it numerous times, but finally going to do an episode on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing is I felt like we'd already done one, and I searched and searched and searched thinking, oh yeah, we've already covered this. We have not.
Well, I think we did like an episode on what, haunted prisons or something like that, or
We've just done so many
Not
and
sure. I can't remember.
asylums. We might, I think we've mentioned it, but we've never covered it because I
Yeah.
looked into it and I'm like, no, we have, this is a crazy place. Crazy cool.
It is.
I
You have a
want to.
foundation?
I do. What'd you say? You want to go?
I want to go.
Yeah. I guess we'll talk about that too later, but we're all yeses, I'm sure. Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia is widely believed to be one of the, I know you're going to be shocked, most haunted places in America. Paranormal investigators and visitors have reported various unexplained phenomena, including shadow figures, disembodied voices, and moving objects. Notable paranormal experiences include, well, we'll get into some of that, all these apparitions and cell blocks and all these people that have found stuff. It says the prison's history of harsh punishments and solitary confinement contributes to the belief that it is richly haunted. Da, da, da. Don't want to go any further because it'll give stuff away.
It was first opened in 1829, so it's been around a long, long time.
Yes, it has.
The prison was designed to hold 253 prisoners, each occupying a solitary confinement cell
Ugh.
for their entire sentence. The harshest punishment, solitary confinement, was meant to help criminals find penance, remorse, and salvation. In reality, it drove many prisoners insane.
Oh, I bet.
I can
That's
only
always a positive.
imagine.
You're saying this goes back further than the last snow that Florida had seen?
Yes.
Measurable snow. It
1829. That is a long time ago.
really is.
Man. And 253 prisoners isn't a whole lot.
No, not in today's numbers.
No, that's pretty small. I mean, as far as the amount, it's pretty small. Before the opening of Eastern State, prisons were nothing more than holding pens for the unwanted and corrupt. Men, women, and children were housed alongside petty criminals and violent killers. In the late 18th century, the Philadelphia Society for Alleviating the Miseries of Public Prisons, led by founding father Benjamin Franklin, worked to transform these wanted prisons into, I'm sorry, wasted prisons into facilities that fostered reform. So can you imagine children alongside criminals?
No, that sounds like
Mm.
a horrible, a recipe for
Or putting
disaster.
women in
Yeah.
with men is ridiculous.
Well, and it's not prison, I guess. If you got kids and women amongst the prisoners,
It's more like a family.
it's, yeah.
Well,
Confined family.
that's how you look at it, Nate. I mean, if you're putting women in with the men are probably getting nagged at, so they're probably like, oh my gosh, this is prison.
Oh,
This is this is
okay.
terrible. I repent. I
Put me back in
can't
solitary.
Okay, I see
be
their
where I
plan
went with
now.
that.
Yeah, I see their plan. Yeah, that might have
Still,
worked.
sorry, creepy. It's just
You're
creepy.
saying the solitary confinement didn't drive him crazy. It was
Right. They're like, put me back in
the
solitary.
family atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, put me back in solitary.
You can spend 20 years in your cell right here, or you can spend 20 years with your wife and kids over there. Put me back in the
Put me
cell
back
by
in, baby.
myself.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Bye, honey.
Oh,
It's so funny.
to our female creepies, I apologize.
Yeah, right. All you wives out there, mothers.
Oh,
All
shoot.
jokes.
We don't know any better, do we? It's all fun games till our wives eventually start listening, right?
Yeah.
This says notable paranormal experiences include the apparition of a man walking through cell block 12, as captured by Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, and shadow figures darting along the walls of cell block 6. It says inmates were subjected to cruel treatments such as the water bath, the mad chair, an iron gag, which could have left a lasting impact on the site. Additionally, the spirits of notorious criminals like Al Capone have been reported to haunt the prison, with Capone reportedly being tortured by the ghost of James Clark, a victim of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which we've talked about before. I think, did you guys see the pictures of the fact that they put masks over the faces of the prisoners so they couldn't identify each other, and that was another psychological aspect of like not being identifiable as a human being. I
Wow.
thought that's terrible. It's so
No.
creepy. The pictures are creepy. It's like, ugh. So they didn't really know who was who, and they started losing basically contact with themselves even, because you just feel it's demoralizing to not really be a human being. That's just got to wear a mask and be in solitary confinement. So I can imagine why they went crazy.
Yeah, you talked about Al Capone.
Yes.
He served 8 months for carrying a concealed deadly weapon. It says, though his cell was the nicest at Eastern State, furnishings including a desk, a lamp, paintings, and a cabinet radio, he complained during his incarceration that he was haunted by the ghost, like you said, of James Clark, one of the victims of the Valentine's Day Massacre, if I can read, in Chicago. Yeah, so he did have a really nice cell, though. They still have it. If you've seen, I don't know if you see saw pictures of it.
It looks a lot
Yeah,
like
I
the one in
have.
Alcatraz, quite honestly.
Yeah.
When I looked at it, I'm like, huh, that looks just
Pretty
like him.
nice.
He likes silk
Yeah.
sheets and red. And
Yeah,
yeah.
normal cell would have a toilet, running water, heat, and a Bible. That is it.
Yeah, he had the nice cell.
Wonder if he had to wear a mask. Probably not. Unless he wanted to be protected.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting to know.
Did you guys know
Oh.
that there's 300 prisons all over the world that copied the design and systems and practices?
It looks like a fortress, quite honestly.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's 300 other ones, if they're still standing, that copied this.
Well, that is interesting. And the prison's right there in the city, like
Yeah.
right there.
And there's pictures of Philadelphia, right? Like, yeah, you're like, oh, there's this. Yeah, I've been to Philadelphia. I did not know
I
about this
have,
prison,
yeah, same.
but it's like, man, it's so cool. Like, once you're in the city, like, especially, people like us that would love to see something like this, man, I'd love to go.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. What else do you guys have? I got all kinds of stuff on this place.
This is a little bit something that we normally talk about too, but there's a lot of different events outside of well, it's paranormal, but Halloween nights and a series of haunted attractions. They run normally from September 20th to November 9th. They have five haunted houses, historic tours that run, live entertainment, and themed bars and lounges that go around that the property. It's pretty cool though. Like it's a big area.
Yeah, it is.
Here's a picture of that mask.
Oh, wow.
Didn't that, this looks like terrifying, doesn't it?
What kind of mask is it? Like, what is it?
Looked like sort of mummy-ish.
Can you show him on the zoom? I can't
Yeah.
really.
Maybe.
Don't know if you can see that or not, but
There it is.
everybody should look it up. It's almost
Oh, yeah.
just, it's non-human.
That is
It's
one. That's
just,
creepy.
it's very dark.
The prison's most famous figure was Warden Herbert Hardboiled Smith.
Hard boiled.
who ruled the prison with an iron fist during the 1920s and 30s. During his reign, the state only sentenced prisoners to Eastern State who needed Warden Smith's fierce reform tactics. At this point, the state had abandoned strict solitary confinement, and 2 to 3 prisoners shared cells. However, with the loss of one form of punishment came a bevy of others that included the water bath, when inmates were dunked in a bath of ice-cold water and then hung from a wall for the night. This was especially popular during the winter months. Imagine that. The mad chair, where the inmates were strapped tightly to a chair, restricting any and all movement for days on end. The periods of induced, and periods of induced starvation. So yeah, they weren't very kind.
No.
It says, no, they weren't.
With its looming, gloomy, high stone walls, crumbling corridors, and stark cells that once housed thousands of hardcore criminals, Eastern State Penitentiary certainly looks haunted. Its over 150-year history is full of suicide, madness, disease, murder, and torture, making it easy to imagine the spirits of troubled souls left behind to roam its abandoned halls. The harsh punishments used on prisoners are enough to make you shiver, even without seeing a ghost. There was the water bath, in which inmates were dunked, then hung out on a wall in winter until ice formed on their skin. There's the mad chair, which bound...
I just said all that.
Did you say all this? You did not. Did you really?
I did.
Was it this verbatim?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, shoot. All right. Get rid of that. Sorry. Was it really that same? I did. Oh, man. I was... Yeah. I was like, I'm so ready to read all this too.
Yeah, I said water bath. We're sorry, can
you
dunk.
Did you just mark it then since it's Zoom?
I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
Oh, sorry.
I'd have to listen to it.
You came in strong too, Sean.
Yeah, he did too.
That's super strong. I commend you for that.
Dang. I hate when I do that too because I was like, oh, this is so good.
We all do it.
I really wasn't paying attention to what you're saying. I know that.
I knew it.
Did you talk about the iron gag? Did you say the iron gag?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'll see that. Yeah.
I just had the water bath.
The mad chair.
Mad chair and starvation.
So there was the iron gag, which this is one of the things. So the iron gag in which an inmate's hands were tied behind the back and strapped to an iron collar. I saw pictures of this. It's terrifying. In the mouth so that any movement caused the tongue to tear and bleed profusely. And the quote-unquote hole, a dank underground cell where unfortunate souls had no light, no human contact, no exercise, no toilet, and little food. So that iron collar gag, whatever thing, so it was like, so your hands were like strapped behind your back, and it was strapped to your tongue. So if you even made a move, it would just dig into your tongue. They said people would bleed and bleed and bleed profusely, and a lot of people died from the infection that obviously that would have caused. It says the prison, which closed in 1971, is considered by several sources to be one of the most haunted places in America, like we said. Featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Most Haunted Lives, Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, and MTV's Fear. Dozens of paranormal researchers visit every year and report that it's a hub of otherworldly activity. Perhaps most convincingly, there are stories of eerie experiences by visitors, staff, guards, and inmates that have corroborated, each other since the 1940s.
I'm still amazed at how long it closed in 1971. So that was the year I was born. So almost 54 years ago.
Wild.
And 54 years ago, yeah. And it was still open for 142 years. That's a long time. Yeah. What did we say, 1829?
Yeah,
1829 is when the doors opened.
Wow. So it's been closed for 54 years. It was still open for 142. Gosh. That's insane. Yeah, they say that... other than the ghost that Al Capone said he saw, visitors have noted darting shadows on the walls, eerie voices, laughs, and apparitions of former prisoners. Believers say the cause of this activity is from the opening of a door to the other side. So that is something I'd like to look into a little bit more. So
who did that?
Must have some type of something going on there.
Wizard.
Yeah.
Kind of like they did at Waverly, right? Where they opened up kind of portals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like a portal. Exactly.
We didn't talk about, so I know I mentioned cell block 12 and cell block 6. Did you guys didn't talk about that, right?
No.
Nope.
Cell block 12 is known for echoing voices and cackling, not just crackling, but cackling. Cell block 6 for shadow figures darting along the walls, like you said, Todd. Cell block 4 for visions of ghostly faces. So I guess you pick what floor you want to go to or cell block. Many people have reported seeing a silhouette of a guard in one of the towers, footsteps, wails, whispers, and it says the same stories over and over again. One of the most legendary, you talked about Gary Johnson already, right? No? Dang. Okay, I gotta keep up. One of the most legendary tales comes from Gary Johnson, who helped maintain the crumbling old locks at the prison. In the early 1990s, he had just opened an old lock in cell block 4 when he says a force gripped him so tightly he was unable to move. He described a negative, horrible energy that exploded out of the cell. He said tormented faces appeared on the cell walls and that one form in particular beckoned to him. That's terrifying.
Whoa.
Was that cell block 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
You did say that, didn't you?
No,
Or you're just
I'm
talking about.
actively reading
Oh,
it as
okay.
you're
Well, that's what I
talking
was getting
about
at.
it.
I know we've mentioned,
Yeah,
like,
'cause it said
I talked about it a little bit in the cell blocks, so I couldn't remember if we had expanded on that or
yeah,
not.
he had a negative sensation. And then to add to that, there's a report that a shadowy apparition leaping from the cell block.
Oh.
So yeah, he saw the faces of tortured souls, and then a shadow apparition leaped out. That'd be scary.
Yeah, it would. I like it though. Yeah,
Yeah,
they
it'd
say there's
be.
a lot of call. Oh, go ahead, Nate.
Experience. Yeah, it'd be an experience to see and witness.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, they say visitors say they experience a lot of cold spots, and some visitors have even claimed to have been touched or scratched by invisible entities. Yeah, so.
The acronym for this is ESP, by the way, Eastern State Penitentiary. I keep seeing
Oh,
a lot of ESP. I'm
there
like,
you
why are they talking about ESP?
go. There.
Oh, that makes sense.
In older sections of the prison, a still apparition has often been reported. This figure is notorious for standing completely still down long hallways, not moving until approached by witnesses, at which point it runs off and disappears.
Oh.
That'd be creepy.
No kidding. They said a lot of prisoners went insane in those cells, and said a lot of their ghosts are said to still haunt them. So that's all you need is an insane ghost, from an insane prisoner.
Yes, it
This place is wild.
a similar dark shadowy entity has also been seen outside, standing at the top of one of the guard towers.
Oh, well, that's a new one. We've talked about a lot of prisons, and we haven't heard about a apparition up in the guard tower.
No,
I
but
like that.
they need to be represented, right?
Well, I
Yeah.
believe from reading other stuff, there's at least two guards that were murdered there.
Well, that makes sense, right?
Oh, two guards that were murdered. Oh. That's
Guys, see anything about the ghost dog?
no, I did not hear
no.
about a ghost dog, but that's fantastic. It's the only thing better than a ghost cat is a ghost dog, right?
Let's see. Another ghost claim to haunt Eastern State Penitentiary is that of Pep. Perhaps the prison's most unique inmate, Pep, was a black Labrador retriever sentenced to life without parole in August of 1924 for killing Governor Gifford Pinchot's Pinchot,
Pinch out, yep.
and Pinchot's cat, or so the story goes.
Pep.
Never heard of a dog getting life.
Yeah,
Wonder
right.
if he had to wear the mask and be in solitary.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny.
This says notorious criminals, like we said, Al Capone and bank robber Willie Sutton were held. Willie Sutton, Billy, were held inside its innovative wagon wheel design for their role in the, which I've seen like an aerial of it. It is pretty wild. For their role in the Calais massacre of 1934, James Bruno Big Joe and several male relatives were incarcerated here between 1936 and 1948, where they were paroled. At its completion, the building was the largest and most expensive public structure ever erected in the United States and quickly became a model for more, like you said, than 300 prisons worldwide. It is pretty wild, though, isn't it?
I found more on PEP.
Ooh, I went here.
It says, more on PEP.
In reality, PEP was brought into the Eastern State as a therapy dog, but he was given an inmate number, C2559, as well as a mugshot. Today, Pep's ghost is sometimes reported still frolicking through the cell blocks. His presence is often heard in the form of dog tags jangling through the corridors and sometimes even howls in the dead of the night.
Well,
so he's there.
Pep is a howler. That would be really cool and creepy at the same time.
Yeah, I'd think that there'd be werewolves or something in there.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Who the heck, where's the werewolf coming from? Yeah. Oh, that's just Pat the dog. Oh, okay.
Do you guys know what this prison was originally called?
I think I saw it, but I can't remember.
Cherry Hill State Prison. It was sited on 10 acres of elevated farmland known as Cherry Hill near Philadelphia, and construction commenced in 1822. Designed by John Haviland and opened in 1829, which we said, Eastern State is considered to be the world's first true penitentiary with seven corridors of heated and skylighted cells. So it's from the skylight. That's wild, isn't it? Capable of holding 500 convicts in isolation. Eastern State revolutionary system of incarceration, dubbed the Pennsylvania system or separate system, encouraged separate confinement as a form of rehabilitation. The warden was legally required to visit every inmate every day. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
And the overseers were mandated to see each inmate three times a day. So they did have like human contact, but I don't think it was great because they said that they did like when they did like they had a surgical center, and the quote-unquote surgeries were sometimes that like mouth gag and stuff, so that it was you're gonna have a procedure today might mean you're gonna get some form of punishment. So it was, at least from the videos I watched, like terrifying.
I say so. Here's a couple stories from Reddit. This guy says that he went one time to the Eastern State Penitentiary. He says it's very eerie. He said, mind you, this was around 1 or 2 p.m. I heard scratching and bangs, looking in the cells gave me a weird feeling. And that night I woke up with scratches on my neck.
That's crazy.
Someone responded saying that they were there a couple of days ago around 1 a.m. And they said, of course I didn't go in, but I was taking a picture of my friend outside one of the giant doors. And then they heard a loud bang come from behind the door. They said it had a very spooky trip to Philadelphia. So that's creepy if they were, they didn't go in, but they still heard a loud bang from inside the door. That's just somebody inviting them in, right? That's just,
right.
They're just, come on in. Yeah, don't stand outside. Yeah. They do field trips too.
I bet that's educational.
That'd be fun.
I'll go.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying they live in Pennsylvania. It's on their bucket list to go.
Oh, I bet.
Yep.
You guys hear about the escape attempt in 1945?
Nope.
No.
In 1945, Eastern State Penitentiary saw its most daring escape when 12 prisoners tunneled their way out to the street.
I just heard about that.
Breaking the surface just as a police patrol passed by. Though they quickly scattered, all 12 were swiftly captured, with most only being free for a few short minutes. And infamous bank robber Willie Sutton later took credit for the planning of the escape.
Oh, Willie.
He keeps coming up and talking to me. This
With
is.
Willie and Pat.
Oh, that's
Oh,
when.
Willie, Willie, won't he? Won't he, Willie?
Yeah, after the highly publicized escape attempt, the Pennsylvania legislature recommended abandoning the almost 120-year-old prison.
Oh.
Unfortunately. This says originally inmates were housed in cells that could only be accessed by entering through a small exercise yard attached to the back of the prison. Only a small portal, just large enough to pass meals, opened into the onto the cell blocks. This design proved impractical, and in the middle of construction, cells were constructed that allowed prisoners to enter and leave the cell blocks through metal doors that were covered by a heavy wooden door to filter out noise. The halls were designed to feel like that of a church. Some believe that the doors were so small, were so small that prisoners would have a harder time getting out, minimizing attack on an officer. Others have explained the small doors forced the prisoners to bow while entering their cell. This design is related to penance and ties to the religious inspiration of the prison. The cells were made of concrete with a single glass skylight representing the eye of God, suggesting to the prisoners that God was always watching them, which I didn't realize. I think that's maybe just like kind of a duh, but penitentiary means it has to do with penance and the fact that they were there to basically be sorry for their sins and rehabilitate. But so that's where the word penitentiary comes from. I'm like, I guess I didn't ever even put that together technically.
Oh, I didn't either. It's good. It's a good place to visit. That'd be fun.
Oh, it's so spooky looking too.
Yeah. Well, it's so freaking old. It's gotta have a lot of paranormal activity, as we've stated. It's just gotta have it.
Let's talk some.
Even if it doesn't, it'd be worth seeing.
I think it would. I don't know how a lot of these prisons, I don't know how most so many people have experiences that I feel like if we went to them that you'd be like, oh yeah, there's something going on here, you know. So I'm definitely game for sure.
I guess let's see, the sci-fi channel's Ghost Hunters had their infamous scene or famous scene where the one of their investigators went running out of the penitentiary screaming, "Dude, run!" upon seeing an apparition. A later taps, I'm not sure what taps is.
Probably with
Oh,
a
that's
plenty.
No.
No, they've got a show. It's a famous
Okay.
show.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
Okay. I was gonna say.
TAPS.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the.
Their investigation showed a walking specter in cell block 12 in the show, or in their show, cell block 12 is now known as the Dude Run cell block.
Dude, run.
Dude, run.
It's better than
Yeah.
the dude looks like a lady cell blocker.
The dude run, run, run. The dude run,
The
run.
dude, run. That's good.
What else we got on this place before we end it?
It says outside the cell was an individual area for exercise enclosed by high walls so prisoners could not communicate. Exercise time for each prisoner was synchronized so no two prisoners next to each other would be out at the same time. Prisoners were allowed to garden and even keep pets in their exercise yards. When a prisoner left his cell, an accompanying guard would wrap a hood over his head to prevent him from being recognized by other prisoners. So there's the hoods. Cell accommodations were advanced for their time, including a faucet with running water over a flush toilet, as well as curved pipes along part of one wall, which served as a central heating during the winter months, where hot water would run through the pipes to keep these cells reasonably heated. Toilets were remotely flushed twice a week by the guards of the cell block. That sounds like a extra ben bonus and benefit to the guards, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I like this place.
See the picture of
That's why I
Pep.
put it
Pep is a cute little. There's a picture of Pep. It says
Oh,
mugshot of Pep, inmate C2559, falsely accused of murder of a cat. He was pardoned in 1929. That's what it says. Hilarious.
he's pardoned.
He got pardoned. He's good. Poor little guy. He's cute though.
What kind of dog is he?
It looks like a lab, like
Black
a black
lab.
lab.
Oh. My Fenway's part lab. He's about 90% lab, but cute. Oh, Pep. Still barking the halls of Eastern State Penitentiary.
Right.
Oh, anything else you guys have?
No, I think we hit a lot of the highlights.
Well, that sounds good. Cool place to visit if we ever get a chance to go to Philly. I've never been to Philadelphia, so that
It's a
would be
cool
one of the
place.
places I'd
Yeah,
like
it's really cool.
It is definitely worth seeing for sure.
to. Yeah, a lot of well, it's right there in the city. It's not like it's far off, so it'd be, if you're gonna go sightseeing, wouldn't be hard to
It's only slightly off the beaten path, it looks like, but I
take
mean,
a little trip over there.
you got Independence Hall, you got the Liberty Bell, and you got the stairs where Rocky climbed, and now they have the statue and everything.
Oh yeah, rocks.
Rocky, the library and all that.
That's right. Well, I still see Eastern State first. Then I would see. Let's see. I'll
You're
go.
like, oh yeah, there's
I'll
a
be
city
there.
over here or over yonder.
Yeah. Well, remember? Oh gosh, can't remember his name. One of our guests, Chess. He said that he lived in Philadelphia, and he said he lived. He was a radio disc jockey at the time, and he did not visit. I don't know if he said it on our podcast, but it's that guy is Sean. What's his name? That has his own podcast. Has the celebrities on there. I'm
Oh,
drawing a blank.
David Race.
David Race, thank you.
David Race. No problem. I had to just do a
Yeah.
quick check in my
Yeah,
mind.
he lived in Philadelphia, and he said he lived next to all these different places that had paranormal activity, and he said he just goes straight from his house or his apartment to the studio, and the studio back to his apartment. He didn't check out anything. He didn't want to take a chance because he didn't want to get scared. I'm like, David, what? Funny guy.
Go, man, gotta go.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't take a chance to look at anything. He just same path every time. Straight. So it's fine. Well, good. I hope the creepies enjoyed that about the Eastern State Penitentiary. I think we had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
So coming off of that, Sean, I'm going to say middle-aged dark side.
It is. You're correct. Man, you were on a roll again.
I want to roll again.
On the horse and riding. So I was going to do kind of either a what I call a dark side or a hybrid, and then I did a shift on the way over here because this song came on. I'm like, oh, this is perfect for what we're talking about. So it is Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box.
Oh, nice.
So she eyes me like a Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnet, tar pit trap. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint, forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint, forever in debt to your priceless advice. So on and so forth, that goes on again. Meat eating orchids, forgive no one just yet. Cut myself on, this is my favorite line, cut myself on angel hair and baby's breath. Broken hem of your highness, I'm left black. Throw down your umbilical noose so I can climb right back. Second favorite. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint, forever in debt to your priceless advice. I won't read those that 5 times, but she eyes me like a Pisces when I'm weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnet tar pit trap. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Goes back into, hey, wait, I got a new complaint. But I thought this is such a dark, it's a great song. I'm sure everybody heard it. If not, go listen to it. But it's very dark, but it made me think of like being trapped in this particular prison that was so well known for solitary confinement and keeping people like subhuman and torture and all that. Yeah, kind of the same feel. You get that same feeling in this song. So go Nirvana, right? Kurt Cobain.
That is a good song.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you.
I like it.
You like it a lot?
Uh-oh. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I lost my notes here. Oh, there we go. Lost my screen. Well, thank you, Sean, for that middle-aged dark side.
No problem. You got shout outs next.
I am for shout outs.
You're right. Oh, it's outs, not ats.
Huh?
I said shout ats.
Shout out.
That's
How
just
about
me.
shout out? Nate, any shout outs?
None that I can think of at the moment.
Okay. Well, last week, yeah, I did yourself, so
Man, yeah, I gotta recharge.
Recharge.
right, no shout outs for Nate. Sean, any shout outs for you?
I
Shout outs for you.
do. So Betsy Kolakowski, I'm gonna shout out to her. She has moved from Oklahoma to Arkansas, and she's been talking to me about, like, let me know when you're ready for some Arkansas stuff. And today I have to shout out to her. I will not tell you all the things that she sent me because there's some fantastic stuff. But she's like, oh, I've got my Arkansas stuff ready. She sent me a bunch of good stuff, and some interesting info. So I'm excited to start covering some of her recommendations.
Okay.
Leave that tag. I told her, I said, oh, I'll add that to my list and we will be going those directions and then we will give her credit. So thank you, Betsy. Our friend Betsy.
That's your only shout out? Oh, wow. Last week you didn't do any. This week just one. That's
I know, I'm
wow.
building myself back up again.
All
Shout out to the world.
right.
To the world.
I don't have really any shout outs either. I'm gonna shout out myself for just hanging in there with the cold weather. I don't do well with cold weather, and I don't do well with snow, and all of it's just getting to me, but I'm hanging in there. So shout out to myself for not completely losing my mind
Right.
during this
Yeah. That's
crappy time of weather. No, I don't have any shout outs other than that. So
February, here we come, right? One of these days. We'll get through all
I
that.
do like
Good
the
messes.
month of April, because February, it could be 20 degrees or it could be 75. I played many a basketball outside when it was shorts on, when it's like 70 degrees, and they're like, man, this is great. But then you never know what March brings. March is my favorite month of the year, but
Because it's
it could
our
be nice.
podcast anniversary. It's our podcast anniversary month, right?
Well, that had my birthday, but other than that,
Oh,
I
I forgot
mean,
about that. I'm just kidding. I
I
remember
figured March Madness.
that.
Well,
Well,
that too.
I was going to keep going. March Madness, we got our Mako birthday, my birthday, oh, spring.
Spring, yep. St. Patty's
All
Day,
kinds of,
spring.
yeah, St. Patty's Day. Yeah, I really don't
Oh, you
celebrate
like
that.
leprechauns?
Oh, Nate,
Look at the Irish,
I do like the leprechauns.
huh? Give my back
That's
my
true.
Rebecca
That's
charms.
still your favorite mini, isn't it?
That still is my favorite mini.
That's hilarious. That
Yeah.
was a good one. I have to go back and listen to it. I can't remember what we talked about
I
besides
mean, we talked about leprechaun. Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's all about the all we have for shout outs. Sponsor time.
Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
All right. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haws, for your sponsorship. You know, Nate says they were sassy. Do you remember him saying that, Sean?
I do. I remember that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Saying Sweet Scott and Corey Steenbergen, they're sassy.
Sassy, my
He
friend.
said I remember you saying you love the store, but you don't like the owners because they're too sassy.
The things you guys make up. Oh, you're
Hey.
denial, huh?
I
Denial.
just listened to her last episode and I clearly
What you
remember.
said? No, I think you need to re-listen to it. I clearly did not say that.
Need to check our sound quality.
Yeah, I do remember that, Nate. So, and
Alleged. Allegedly.
I allegedly, we love Scott and Corey, and we love Greenwood Happy Haunts, and we love their
Oh, yeah.
sponsorship. So we appreciate it. So thank you guys. Are you there? H
We're
hello?
here. Hello. Yeah, we're here.
Oh,
We love you guys.
well, it looks like here we have second announcement, Sean.
I
You're
got
up
him.
again.
You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. And please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials.
Excellent. Excellent job.
Golf
Not
clap.
too bad. I'll give you another zero for that.
Yay! I'll take it. Don't
Don't
spend it all in one place, right?
no, spend it all in one place. That's right. That's what I was about to say.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, Nate, man,
Yeah.
it's your turn. Help us out.
Dude, run. And that's a wrap.
Oh,
Good.
I like it. It's good. He came through. I wasn't sure where he was going with that, but well, Nate, thank you for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 202 and our discussion on the Eastern State Penitentiary. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.